Gig Lane. Right, let's get reaction to Mansfield Town's defeat here at Accrington by 3-2. Here's the captain, Jake Buxton, with David Jackson.
Yeah, thank you, Robin. Jake, what happened? What went wrong?
You tell me. Obviously, we've come in at half-time. We've had a bad first half and we're 2-1 up. So, obviously, the gaffer says, listen, if you don't concede, we're going to win the game. Obviously, 2-1, I'll go on and win it 3-1. But we've come out second half sloppy. And he just had a right go with us, and he deserves to have a go with us.
At that position, at 2-1, even at 2-2, actually, I still thought you were going to go on and win it. Of course, there was the two misses from Barry Conlon and Mickey Balding just before that. I think perhaps we sensed with those two misses that might get Accrington's tails up, I think.
Yeah, obviously, two good chances. It's not happened. End of, we can still go out there and grind the draw out. But obviously, we've conceded late on, and basically, they finished with a better side out of the two. But at one point in the second half, we had them, two bad sides tonight, and they've come out on top.
You said you didn't play that well in the first half, but you went in 2-1 up. I wonder why it wasn't, because for the whole 90 minutes, really, at Hereford, or certainly for a lot of you, playing such lovely football on the floor and everything, you didn't quite get into a rhythm, perhaps, tonight.
Yeah, it just seemed to be a scrappy game. We got into a battle of what they wanted to do, and we got out battled in midfield. So it's one of them where we've got to stand up and fight them games, because teams are going to play against us and say, don't let Mansfield play because they're a good football inside. But if we get in their faces, we can have a go with them. That's what teams are going to say. So it's going to be the same Saturday. We've got Walsall. They're going to come, and they are a good football inside. But if they come and say, get in our faces, we're going to struggle again. So we've got to be up for the fight.
I don't suppose it helps getting a goal down after 23 seconds, does it, either?
No, obviously a bit of a mix-up, but it happens. We did enough to get back in the game, but we've got to finish stronger than what we finished.
Yeah, I suppose you can't really blame Jason White either for the first or the next two, really, probably, because the second two were just unbelievable strikes.
Yeah, that's what they rely on. They were relying on set pieces and balls in and around the box. We are slightly unlucky, but we're a better side than that tonight. Mm. And we've got to show it, and the gaffer demands more from us, and he's right.
Okay, I suppose you just mentioned Billy Dearden has had a bit of a go at you after the game. What do you now, as captain, you've enjoyed a victory now, you know, you've got a defeat to deal with as captain. What are you going to do?
Well, you get to the highs with the lows, don't you? I've got to get in there Thursday morning. It's my responsibility now where I have to look after myself. I've got to look after all the lads now, so I've got to get in there Thursday morning and get the lads up for it, because we've got a massive game Saturday, and every game's a big game, and they're all coming quick and fast.
Okay, well, good luck with that, Jake. Thanks for your time.
Cheers, thank you.
Jake Buxton, the captain of Mansfield Town, with David Jackson, pitchside. Reaction first, as always, here on BBC.
We can actually get the reaction of the Mansfield Town manager, Billy Dearden, now live on BBC Radio Nottingham. Billy, I wonder what you said to the players after that, because I think at 2-1 up at half-time, I think we all expected you to go on and win it.
Well, I didn't think at half time, I said to him, we didn't deserve to be 2-1 up. I thought it was a very poor show. We gave him a sloppy, very, very sloppy goal after, what, 24, 25 seconds through the goalkeeper and the centre-back not sorting out between them, whatever happened. We've got to sort that out. We come back 2-1 up at half time, like you say. Didn't deserve to be 2-1 up. And I told the lads at half time we didn't deserve to be 2-1 up. So I said, get out there and put it on and pass the ball and get it down and play, and we never did that. We was out battle, whatever you want to call it, and they've been told that, and there's one or two ends dropped in there after, because I praise them when they do well, as you know, like they did Saturday, because the win at Hereford Saturday, like I said to you, lad, was very, very good result and a good performance. But today they've gone exactly the opposite way and let themselves down.
Well, we've seen it all season, really, the Jekyll and Hyde of Mansfield, and we've seen it again twice in the space of 4 days, haven't we?
Yeah, we didn't play very well at all today, but we still had one or two very, very good opportunities. You know, I mean, I expected Mickey to put that in when the keeper kicks it to on the edge of the box. You know, he's only got to go around him, and we go back in the lead 3-2. But the goals against us were disappointed in, very disappointed. And then big Barry has a chance to lob the keeper. To another mistake. There's so many. I mean, if you get that video, well, I'll be looking at it tomorrow, I suppose. But and I'll spoil my day again, I suppose. But you look at that video, I bet there's so many mistakes in that game from both sides. It's unreal, really.
Yeah.
Basic mistakes.
There was a lot of mistakes, and yet the two goals that he conceded in the second half, that I don't suppose nothing which Jason could do with them, really, are thunderbolts, weren't they?
Yeah. Well, you know, hit them from a fair distance, but I think we had good possession on the halfway line, and we give it away. And then I think it was young Dorse gives a free kick away on the edge of the box. That was the second goal, wasn't it? On the free kick, whatever. And then the third one, he's just let him run and run, and he's hit it in from 25, 30 yards or whatever. So disappointing, because we are better than that. Well, I'd like to think we're better than that. And we've got to pick ourselves up. They've got to pick themselves up. They've let themselves down, and the supporters who've travelled from Mansfield. People say, oh, 3-2, it must have been a good game. It probably were, if you were, they weren't involved with any teams, but I just think that both managers have seen a lot of mistakes today, and we've been punished for it.
It's a bit of an opportunity missed as well, isn't it? You talked about having these games in hand, and you said they don't mean anything if you don't pick up any points.
Yeah, well, I went down to Hereford, didn't we? And I thought, Christ, I said to you last week, I think, you had that we've got the game at Hereford, we've got the game at Accrington Stanley, and I thought they were two very, very tough games. We've got 3 points from the two away games. All right, we should have been, we should have got more. If somebody said to me we'd get 3 or 4 points or whatever last week, you think, well, like, two tough away games, you might be satisfied. But having won at Hereford and coming here today, I fully expect us to win at Accrington this evening.
Just finally, and very briefly, if you would, do you know the situation on Giles Coke?
Well, I'm disappointed for the lad, really, because it looks as though he's done his ligaments in his knee. Not that he can't straighten his knee yet. They was going to go for x-ray to the hospital, but they've just injected it just now till the swelling goes down, and we'll have to assess the situation in the next few days. But it don't look too good for the boy.
OK, well, thank you for your time tonight, Bill. Thank you.
No problem.
Bill Dearden, the manager of Mansfield Town, with us live on BBC Radio Nottingham. Reaction first here, of course. We've already heard from Jake Buxton and Bill Dearden, the manager of the Stags as well. Mansfield beaten at Accrington, and that news about Giles Coke just makes it go from bad to worse. The Stags are still 4 points clear of the bottom two, despite defeat at Accrington Stanley.
Immediately won again for Mansfield by Matt Hamshaw in the midfield. Tries to feed Griffin ahead of him, but cleared away by Accrington. All the way up to the two strikers. Mullin is one of them all, and then Ted, will he give it away? And here's a chance, but Accrington Stanley will score after 23 seconds. And Mullin has scored because of a dreadful mistake in the Mansfield defence. An absolutely dreadful mistake. Touch past Jason White by Alice Jean-Baptiste, and then just put it to the back of the net by Mullin. And it could not be a worse start. We haven't even played a minute, and Mansfield Town are already a goal down. And Hamshaw just raises his right arm before taking this free kick. Whipped in, it's a dangerous one. The keeper comes and just about gets a punch. It's a Brown on the back post, volleys it in. It'll come back, and Barry Connellan will equalise for Mansfield after 31 minutes. Only his second game, and already his second goal. And Mansfield Town, who've really had a nightmare in this opening half an hour, have been given a goal. The cross from Hamshaw was excellent, the keeper only punished it. Simon Brown from wide left followed it back into the danger zone. It came out, and there was Conlon, just to smash it in left-footed. It's 1-1, and that is exactly what Mansfield Town need tonight. Up over the halfway line towards Gritton, good flick on by Gritton to Hamshaw. Hamshaw towards the edge of the box, still going, 25 yards out. He is now feeds the ball through, it's a good one as well. And here's a chance, and there's a goal! And Stephen Dawson has given Mansfield Town the lead with only 2.5 minutes to go to the break. And what good play that was by Hamshaw to feed a ball in behind the last defender. Good running by Dawson, and he kept his cool to slot it into the back of the net. Just over 2 minutes to the break, and Mansfield have come from behind in this first half, and they now lead by 2-1, and they haven't, it has to be said, played particularly well in this 45 minutes, but they do now lead this game by 2-1. I wonder if we're going to get a shot here. It is blasted towards goal! What a goal that is! What a goal that is! Absolutely just blasted in to the back of the net from the left-hand side. I think it was Michael Welsh, the defender, who was up to take it, was it? Up, and he just absolutely unleashed the shot. I didn't expect him to take it. I thought they were going to leave it maybe for Wally to take. And he just flew into the top corner. Jason White dived to his left and got a hand to it, but it simply flew into the top corner. That's an extraordinary goal. Such power on it. Makes you wonder why he didn't take the free kicks before. Yeah. Onside have it now, and there's a long range shot. Oh, it's gone in! A long range effort has gone in. And it's 3-2.
And that's the way it finished here at the Fraser Eagle Stadium. The Stags 4 points clear of the bottom two. Join us for exclusive full commentary on the Stags against Walsall, plus Forest and Notts in match day Saturday from 1:30. Thanks for your company. Good night.